Attend, true lovers, and give ear unto my dying song. For unto you I will declare how Cupid did me wrong. For with his powerful, cruel dart he sought my grief and woe, and pierced my tender, lovesick heart, which proves my overthrow. And Corydon, who I did love beyond all other men, to his Celinda false did prove, which cut my heart again. So now I to the grave am brought, for loving too well. Love would have brought a heaven, I thought, but now it proves a hell. Ah, fate to me so cruel still, now let me know the cause, that you the seek my blood to spill for keeping Cupid's laws. Them in my mind I thought I was obliged to obey, but now too late I find, alas, my comforts all decay. When poor Celinda's dead and gone, and laid within her grave, write some love verses on my tomb, 'tis all I now do crave. But yet I fear no shepherdess e'er felt so deep a wound. My griefs and sorrows to express, there's none that can be found. Who can relate my rigid fate and not be drowned in tears? Or who can pity my sad state that hath for months and years been languishing in this abyss and can no bottom find? Robbed of all joy and true love's bliss, and troubled in my mind. And Corydon, for thy hard heart thou shalt tormented be, for causing all this grief and smart which happened unto me. For in the dead time of the night, while others take their rest, with visions strange shall thee affright and prove a dreadful guest. Oh, then too late thou shalt repent that thou wert so unkind. 'Twill be in vain for to lament that thou shalt surely find. Wherever thou shalt be alone, I'll still be in thy sight. I'll make thee sigh and grieve and mourn, and rob thee of delight, that thou mayest be a warning to such as like thee would prove, and seek more maidens to undo, wrapped up in bonds of love, who cannot find 1 hour's content, but burn with endless fire, and do both night and day lament, wanting their heart's desire. So farewell, cruel Corydon, I'll never love thee more. Thou once wert he I doted on, and did too much adore. 1 minute I out of my mind could not my shepherd keep, but he was cruel and unkind, and laughed to see me weep. My sorrows now will have an end that I continued in, and and losing his once faithful friend, his torments will begin. True lovers all observe his fall, of falsehood still beware. For punishment is due to all that lay for maids a snare. And thus the poor Celinda died with a sad troubled breast. And Corydon was terrified, as is before expressed. But let no lovers after this be faithless and unkind. For when the shepherd did see this, he stayed not long behind.